my commission came through finally, and
oh, good.
They sent me to officer's candidate school. I spent a couple of years or so in the Navy, but when that ended, the war ended, I went back to this company to Memphis, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I continued that work until the phone rang one day, and there was a small insurance agency in El Paso that the owner had had a heart attack, and they needed someone to run it. And I returned back to El Paso and been here ever since.
That was lucky. Could you tell me a little bit about the education of your parents?
Well, they both finished at the University of Texas. I beg your pardon. My mother first went to Mary Hardin Baylor. Mm-hmm. And then she went to the university, and my father finished in chemical engineering. He wanted to be a petroleum engineer. Mm-hmm. And he never got to practice his business. They moved him out of here, and there was no such thing. No oil drilling, no petroleum work or anything of that nature out here. So both of them did finish their college work.
Mm-hmm. Why was there no petroleum work out here? Because now we have the refineries. When did the refineries?
Well, this was prior to that. And the kind of work he was prepared for was the drilling and the exploration, mm-hmm, and the field work, the geology of, mm-hmm, petroleum engineering. Mm-hmm. He wasn't prepared to run a refinery or do anything like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I see. What's your religion?
Episcopalian.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of organizations do you belong to?
Well, I don't anymore to speak of, except a social organization, a men's social organization that has been in existence in El Paso for 50 or 60 years. Prior to that time, while I was working here, I was active in all types of civic work, Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. I helped organize the first boys baseball here and was president of that little league, they called it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I helped organize that in El Paso, and I worked in the social agencies of the town, family welfare, children's care, they used to call it. I was a member of the board and president of family welfare before I left them. Not only the junior chamber of commerce, but the senior chamber of commerce.
Mm-hmm.
I was a member of the board of the El Paso Country Club when I played golf.
Mm-hmm.
Part of being in the insurance business and being in the sales end of the business encourages you to, you get to know people, mm-hmm, serving in those organizations around town. El Paso is a small community, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
We probably had slightly over 100,000 people in the town, and you knew most of them.